into a Thursday. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. We might be a little short in the newscast today, probably tomorrow too. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things that you can deal with when you're on the radio. Having a super sore throat and not being able to breathe and talk too well, doesn't work well. So kind of gone around the radio station. So I can start the morning off. I think we'll be okay for, the morning. Maybe by noon be not so good. But we're working on it. Hopefully we can get rid of this sore throat and cough that has been plaguing me all week.
Sandra's Furniture is here to help you freshen up your look this spring with 20% off Hunter Douglas window blinds. Whether your style is modern or traditional, subtle or bold, you'll find the perfect fit for all your window needs. And it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, meet your expert. 2, get a quote. 3, sit back and relax while our expert handles every aspect of installation. So stop into Sandra's Furniture at 279 South Main Street in downtown Colville. We'll find out how much you can save while you freshen your look for spring.
Here's a reminder for the Colville area community. Registration information from the Colville School District.
This is Kevin Knight. I'm the superintendent of Colville Schools, and I wanted to give an update on the early learning options and offerings that Colville School District currently offers. We have three different programs. The first one we have is what we call a developmental delayed preschool, which is for 3 or 4 year olds who have a delay in things like speech, language impairment, developmental. They might have autism or hearing impairments. And so if you're a parent or a grandparent that has a student that you're worried about a developmental delay, the way to have your student become part of that program would be to call Colville School District at 684-7850 or just apply through our website online. And then we would test everybody and say, okay, you do qualify for this program or you don't. And the whole goal behind any of these early learning programs is when students reach kindergarten, be ready to start the reading process. So we have a developmental preschool that we start with that one. We also have a program called TK, which is basically an educationally based preschool for students that are 4 years old before September 1st. Students that are potty trained can register for this, and it's a full day program. So we've had a lot of success. This will be our fourth year running it, and students that leave this program test 85 to 90% ready for kindergarten and ready to read when they leave it. If you're interested in enrolling your student or four-year-old in this program, they can call 684-7840, or they can enroll on our website. We also are currently enrolling for kindergarten for next year. Our kindergarten program for students must be 5 before September 1, and those students can register through Hofstetter School at 684-7690, or on our website, there's just a link that you can click on. Just a reminder that all of our programs have Washington State certified teachers, and all of our parents and professionals that are around these are appropriately background checked. So we work really hard to make sure our students are safe and that our students are ready to excel when they reach kindergarten. The whole goal is by the time they're finished second grade that they're reading on or above grade level. And we're real excited about the job we're doing with these early entry programs. They're all open right now for next year and anytime before August, but the earlier the better because that helps us with our staffing. And the TK does close if it gets too many. And so we're limited there by the state of Washington. So if we get over 60 students, we have to look at locking that down and not allowing any more students in.
The phone number for the Colville School District, 509-684-7850. If you want to talk with them, or you can find information about registration on their website.
LMK Floors is in the business of helping people with their floor covering needs, including design consultation, material selection, and professional installations. Visit their showroom located at 1175B South Main in beautiful downtown Colville, Washington. Give them a call at 685-7310 or visit their website at lmkfloors.com. LMK stands for Let Me Know. Let me know what you want for your floor covering needs. Do something amazing today.
Alaska Airlines briefly grounded all flights yesterday due to a technical issue. The Seattle-based airline says they requested a ground stop for all Alaska and Horizon Air flights out of an abundance of caution after experiencing an issue during upgrades to the system that calculates weight and balance. The ground stop lasted about an hour. Flights resumed yesterday morning about 8:30. There were delays all through the day yesterday. That grounding coming as the Senate committees held dual hearings examining allegations of major safety failures at Boeing, which has been pushed into a crisis mode since a door plug panel blew off a 737 MAX jetliner during an Alaska flight in January.
Bright Beginnings Preschool has begun enrollment for the 2024-2025 school year, with classes available for the Seedlings class for kids ages 3 to 4 and the Sprouts class for kids ages 4 to 5. Enrolling with Bright Beginnings provides an academic hands-on play-based program with a comfortable learning environment. They also do community guest visits and field trips, family fun events, music and movement programs, along with social, emotional guidance and support. Give Bright Beginnings a call at 509-684-2686 today or register at call. BrightBeginnings.com.
The community is asked to help out tomorrow with a blood drive. It will be in the Super One parking lot. They're bringing the bus up and the blood drive going from 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon tomorrow. That'll be at Super One Foods. If you would like to schedule a time, you can call them today, 877-258-4825. And again, that is tomorrow, blood drive at Super One Foods here in Colville.
For top-notch service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal, and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or visit them at 621 South Main in Colville.
Washington State Supreme Court Commissioner Michael Johnston holding a hearing yesterday afternoon on whether the state's high-capacity magazine ban should remain or be lifted while the full court considers that matter. Washington passed its ban on high-capacity magazines, those holding more than 10 rounds, in 2022. The Senate Bill 5078 makes it a gross misdemeanor to manufacture, distribute, or sell magazines with more than 10 rounds. That's violating the Washington Consumer Protection Act. Local gun shop owner sued, and last week, the Cowlitz County Superior Court Judge Gary Basher ruled the ban is unconstitutional, both with the Washington State Constitution and the Federal Constitution. Basher argued that for Washington to have specific firearm regulations that aren't consistent with the rest of the country, the state must have historical legislation adopted around the time the Second Amendment was created. Attorney General Bob Ferguson calling Basher's ruling incorrect. Every court in Washington and across the country to consider challenges to a ban on the sale of high-capacity magazines under the U.S. or Washington Constitution has either been rejected that challenge or been overruled, according to Ferguson. Ferguson says the law is constitutional. The state, they are appealing Basher's ruling to Washington's highest court. Right now, that ban is still in effect. The Colville girls softball team winning on the road yesterday afternoon. We had that game on KCVL. Colville defeating Deer Park 7-5. Colville, 7 runs, 10 hits. Deer Park, 5 runs, 6 hits. Maddie Sumner, the winning pitcher for the Hawks. Up next for Colville, Medical Lake. That game Friday afternoon at 4. And again, we'll have that game on KCVL.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
Bryce Miller and 3 relievers combined on a one-hitter. Cal Raleigh, Mitch Garver, and Joss Rojos all hit solo home runs. The Mariners beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-1 to complete a 3-game sweep. Miller continued his brilliant stretch of pitching with the lone hit he allowed, becoming the only earned run scored against him in the last 3 starts. Miller gave up a solo home run to De La Cruz in the 2nd inning when a slider stayed out on the plate. Miller was otherwise untouchable. Cincinnati starter Andrew Abbott matched Miller through the first 5 innings, allowing only Raleigh's homer. But Garver's first homer with Seattle snapped the 1-1 tie. 5-1 win for the Mariners, sweeping Cincinnati. It's a day off today. Back to Mariner action on 92.1 KCRK on Friday. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Forget Me Not at 173 South Main, home of the Navajo Cowgirl Boutique, filled with Western clothing, Judy Blue denim, shoes and accessories, candy, local souvenirs, home decor, lots of great gifts for any occasions, and of course, scrapbook and stamping supplies. Forget Me Not. Monday through Friday, they're 10 till 5. Saturday, 10 till 4. 173 South Main, downtown. Well, not all that warm again today. In fact, a possibility of a few showers. Could even be mixed with snow for a while. A high this afternoon, 56, down to 27 tonight. Tomorrow, we are expecting 58 for a high with sunshine. Back to 62 and sunny Saturday. Showers, possible thunderstorms on Sunday. 59 for a high, 64 Monday. Warming up a little bit. 67 on Tuesday. But they're still saying that areas could be getting frost in the overnight hours. Forget Me Not. They've got a lot of greeting cards, helium balloons for all types of occasions. 173 South Main, right downtown. Thanks for joining us. It is a Thursday. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK.